Very good. Now, Jermaine, have you seen the movie Coco Before Chanel?
No, I still haven't.
I recommend it. I just thought this week, I think JW recommended it to me. It's really interesting, and there's a particular thing in her life. When the Nazis came in World War II, she was seen as collaborating with the Nazis and accused of it, and she had to go to Switzerland after the war, and she didn't come back. Well, she came back to Paris like in the early 50s or something, but her fashions were never popular in Paris because of what she did. But now they're showing research that maybe she was a triple agent, a double agent or something. So, Ion, I want to ask you, was Coco Chanel working for the British while apparently courting the Nazis?
No. She was just trying to figure out how to sell hats. And then she finally ended up making things out of seersucker because everybody else had bought the good stuff and everything was rough and tough. So she used whatever was left over and made fashion be the statement, not make a fashion statement.
Okay, so you're saying that she was a practical and not a patriot.
Absolutely. She wasn't patriotic. She'd sell her soul for a number five recipe.
And you would agree with that?
Yeah.
I mean, other than it's a path to joy and everybody do it, would you say that that was an expression of her taking her power?
Well, of course it was, because that was the whole point. She went up against the best of the best of the best, and then still people went for her degree or level of couture to the little pink suit, for Pete's sake. Down to the point that it just almost got absurd, but she just used flannel, seersucker, chenille, whatever was, and ran it up into things. But otherwise, it had to be exotic wools and silks and wonderful, wonderful tatted laces. She was going with common elements and still making it into couture that the world had shifted. She was the way she was, and the world shifted to make her line a necessity. It was all about being common. Now, it turned into a fashion statement, a line, but that was in the later years. That wasn't in her beginning of boa construction for the hat world.
Okay, do you see, Jermaine? Ion can be a scholar at any topic, and he just nailed it there with Coco. That's pretty interesting. I just saw the movie, and all that sort of implied
not
in the movie.
Aya's, not Leia's sister.
Leia Coco.
Oh,
I said Coco. So I recommend the movie. I enjoyed the actress portraying her. It definitely showed someone on the path of sovereignty and developing their realm.
And didn't care.
Didn't care at all.
They buy my shit or you'll rue the day you get. Then she turned it around, the House of Chanel, wait. And then they turned it around, the House of Chanel. Her very best faux friends would come up to have her run something up for them. And she would say, oh, and I'll give you a special price, so I'll give you a special thing. And then she whispers into the little girl and say, charge her double.
Did Coco Chanel have an affair about 1920 with Igor Stravinsky?
She was not a kept woman, but she did get around.
Did she get into Igor's bed?
Or vice versa.
Okay. She got... How many lovers did she have in total?
Many.
How many orgasms?
Male or female?
How many... Now, this is what I couldn't ask earlier, but we can do with Coco. How many male, female... How many female lovers did she have?
Many.
How many, add up the number of orgasms her chemical body had in her life.
2 a week, all the days of her life.
And that's 87 years times 50. Holy jeez, that's a lot of orgasms.
She would have nothing left.